Good afternoon. We welcome you to this edition of Central Iowa Today here on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. A very interesting thing happened in the Central Iowa area yesterday. It's really kind of interesting when you think about the history and the tradition of Native Americans in the country. There was a caravan that came through Central Iowa and made a stop at the Meskwaki settlement. It had some very precious cargo with it, the remains of children who had been forced to go to a boarding school in Pennsylvania back in the late 1800s and early 1900s. It's really a story of generations and of cultures, and we are pleased today to have a couple of ladies from the Meskwaki settlement here to tell us what happened and why it happened yesterday. And we're going to begin with allowing our first guest to introduce herself.
Yeah, my name is Yolanda Pushitaniqua. I am a member of the Meskwaki tribe in central Tama County, Iowa. And we are hosting some visitors from the Rosebud Indian Sioux tribe community. They are traveling from Carlisle, Pennsylvania, through Iowa, and on to their home at Rosebud, and they're bringing the remains of nine of their children who were taken to this Indian boarding school 142 years ago. They were taken forcefully and with the intention to, you know, assimilate and, you know, as a part of that greater governmental policies to assimilate Native people. And so as a result, you know, a lot of mistreatment, a lot of painful stories came out of that time. And unfortunately, a lot of children, a lot of young people didn't make it back home. And they were buried on the grounds of those schools. Carlisle is just one of hundreds of schools across the U.S., and there are many more in Canada, too, that had the same effect. So this is really a moment of healing for the Rosebud community. And so they are Sichongu Lakota people. And, you know, they're our friends at this point in time. You know, our history is we weren't always allies. But, you know, right now it's, you know, we're a generation of healing together and having unity as we confront, you know, a lot of these traumatic experiences that we've all had as Indigenous people.
You know, obviously,
these little relatives are, they're nine children, and their remains have been repatriated. Repatriation is a, it's a process by which we can reacquire things that are held by, whether it's government or museum. And so that repatriation process played out for the remains of these children. And so nine children are being escorted all the way from Carlisle, Pennsylvania, to their home in Rosebud, South Dakota. And they're going to stop here in Tama at the Meskwaki settlement for a brief rest and a meal that we're going to serve them.
So what does it mean for the Meskwaki tribe here in Central Iowa to be able to host them, even if it's just for a short period of time today?
I think for us, for a lot of us in our community, we are, we're really affected, we're impacted by a lot of these news of the discovery of remains of children outside of boarding schools. This is something that's been playing out in real time, in the media, in the past 2 months. You know, I don't know if you heard of the Kamloops 215, but the unmarked grave of 215 residential school children in Kamloops, British Columbia, were discovered in May, at the end of May. And that discovery was just a very painful moment for all of Native America, all of Indian country. All Indigenous people have felt, you know, the sadness, the loss, and kind of reopening that wound, because so many tribes were affected by these boarding schools. Even our own community had members who went into the school that was set up for our tribal students. Our kids went to, a few of our kids went to a school locally here in Toledo, Iowa. So we have that history, too. We even had a few Meskwaki kids go to the Carlisle Indian School. They were at the boarding school, and as far as I understand, they all did make it home. But, you know, the things that happened there, there was a lot of abuse. Many children lost their lives while under the ward of the government. So it's just like a really painful time right now as we're kind of confronting, you know, the memory and the truth about, you know, all that has happened. And so for us as Meskwaki people, we just feel, you know, that we want to make, you know, pay our respects to these people, to these young ancestors. You know, we just want to give them a chance to rest and give a chance to feed them. You know, that's one way that we connect with our ancestors, is we pray and we feed them. And it's just a chance for us to do that and show how much, you know, we stand with them and we feel, you know, for them and their journey. We want to send them on a good way on their journey home.
Well,
so,
and
you know, for us, it really means a lot. You know, we're honored. We're very honored that they're willing to stop by and rest here for just a few minutes.
And I know that the Secretary of Interior, Miss, I think it's Holland. I've got it here. I just don't have it right in front of me. I apologize.
Secretary Deb Holland.
Yes. And I know she's taken a great interest in this and is even talking about launching an investigation into this in order to try and you know, I guess the bottom line to me would be to try and bring about more healing.
Yeah, I think that is one of the biggest goals that we have as Indian people, is to heal, you know, to recover. And unfortunately, you know, the effects of these boarding school policies have had repercussions through many generations. They have, you know, that's what you call intergenerational trauma. And, you know, that's where a lot of the, you know, social issues that we face, they derive directly from what happened to those children that were at the boarding schools and then came back home and brought, you know, that trauma with them. And, it, you know, it's not something that you can just shake off or forget. You know, we live with that to this day. Our young children in our community, they understand and know, and, you know, they feel it in their hearts too, kind of that sadness and the somberness of this occasion, but, you know, the significance of it too, and what an opportunity it is to start the healing process. So we're definitely looking, you know, to the future as more, you know, we know there's going to be more discoveries of graves. We know that there are many more schools out there that, you know, this process will begin to play out even more. So, you know, we're kind of bracing ourselves, because it's an emotional journey for all Native people. Even if we didn't have a personal relative, you know, we still feel it in our heart. Every one of us do. So we feel that way. I also wanted to introduce you, Ken, to one of my fellow community members here. Her name is Jenna Thomas, and she is from the Rosebud Lakota community in South Dakota. But she lives here, as her husband is one of our is a tribal member here. So they raise their children here on the settlement, and she's from that community, so she's been in touch with them, and one of her relatives is one of the ones helping repatriate, you know, in this process.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to give you a chance to ask her any thoughts you might have about that.
Hey, Jenna, thanks for talking to me here. For somebody who has that heritage in your family, What does this mean to you this afternoon to be able to take just a little time and to be able to not only honor these children, but also to celebrate this move of their bodies back to tribal lands?
I think it's, you know, when I take a pause and think about what's happening, it's really overwhelming emotionally, because, you know, growing up, you know, we did hear about, through oral history, you know, we've never forgotten our children. You know, we knew they were out there. We didn't know where they were. We didn't know what, we wasn't sure, you know, what exactly happened to them, but we knew of them. So to be able to witness this unfolding, you know, before us, it's really been an emotional journey. You know, I'm really happy at moments that we're able to finally get this closure and that they get to come home. But at the same time, you know, when you think about where they were and how far away from home they were, you know, what they might have witnessed or have endured while they were there. You know, that is, you know, that makes me sad and it hurts, you know. And I think that it's safe to say that a lot of our people feel those emotions when they, you know, think about this. And so it's really, you know, it's really a historic event for our tribe. And I think for other people, other natives as well, that they can, you know, be here and be part of this and go, you know, show support to us as we make our journey home.
What does a, you know, again, just being together just a short time as the caravan passes through, what do you hope this will mean, or that the younger Meskwakis on the settlement, what do you think they will gain from this?
I think the most important thing for me and for my children is to see for themselves that, you know, the things that I've told them, the things that I've shared with them over the years is real. This is really, you know, this is something that it's not just me talking to them anymore. This is something that they can actually see for themselves and to be witness to. And I think that is going to, you know, imprint on them. And I'm hoping that, you know, with the support that the community has shown and people, you know, surrounding communities, every, you know, and all the communities along the way home, you know, people have reached out to us. And I hope they remember that as well, because I think that's important in the healing process, that we had all these people that recognized this and have taken an interest in, and also maybe to raise awareness to what really happened, and also maybe support other tribes that will follow us in the process of getting their children returned to them.
Hey. Ken, this is Yolanda. I would like to add what I would hope that the youth get out of this is that, well, one thing that should be mentioned is that the Youth Council of the Rosebud Sioux Tribe is helping to lead this effort too, and they're playing a big role in that. And they wanted to, you know, reignite the interest in bringing these children home. And so as youth, they took up the leadership position. So I want our youth to see that and to know that they have the power to create changes and make big moves in the world that will help heal the world and the communities, you know, and their families. And I also hope that they come away with the idea of what it feels like to have unity with others. I think that's a really important lesson to take away, too, because our two tribes were not always friendly. You know, we used to actually be at war and battle with each other over resources because we, you know, lived closely enough together that, you know, there was a, you know, that, you know, our claiming the land, you know, area that we reside at. So at this time, you know, now we're unified and we understand how we can help one another and support one another. And we don't have to be, you know, we can be allies now. And that's for the greater good. And a lot of good comes out of that.
My thanks to Yolanda Pusha-Taniqua and Jenna Thomas of the Meskwaki tribe from the settlement here to share with us about the event yesterday as the settlement hosted these visitors as they were moving these young children, the bodies of them, from west to east towards their tribal lands where they were accepted there earlier today. That's Central Iowa Today. Thank you for joining us on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.